Nobody is quite sure where the first horses were domesticated, possibly somewhere around the Atlantic during the Pleistocene. Ancient depictions of horses can be found in Old World Paleolithic art, where they appear more frequently than any other animal, such as in these 30,000-year-old paintings in a French cave. In the New World, the horse became extinct after the last ice age, some 9,000 years ago. During the Holocene, our current age, in what is today Ukraine, Russia, and Kazakhstan, horses continued to thrive in large numbers. Sometime after around 5,000 BC, people in the region who were already familiar with domesticated cattle and sheep and horses invaded other lands, especially places with agricultural potential. It was around that time that, roughly 7,000 to 8,000 years ago, the Black Sea turned from fresh water to salt water, which, along with other climate changes, may have inspired what is known today as the Aryan invasions. These invasions were responsible for the spread of much of the modern world's religions, social structures, languages, technology like bronze metals, and of course, wheeled wagons and domesticated horses.
Where did Sanskrit come from? Is it the language of the Indus civilization? Did it grow up here in the Ganges Plain? Or did it come from outside India? Like Latin, Sanskrit is no longer a spoken language. But here in the holy city of Varanasi, young Brahmin boys still learn it to recite their earliest scriptures, the Vedas. For traditional Hindus, these are the most ancient scriptures in the world, older by far than the Bible. The Vedas have been orally transmitted down the ages as accurately as a recording, and it's because they're so perfectly preserved that linguists can date them. The oldest is a collection of 1,000 hymns called the Rig Veda, which start around 1500 BC, a time when Stonehenge was still in use.
It's quite a thought, isn't it? In this room, you've got a living link with India's deep past. What you're listening to are the sounds and the words of the Bronze Age.
As with the mantras in Kerala, the archaic verses of the Rig Veda have been passed down word for word only within families of Brahmin priests. Out of the poems of the Rig Veda, a story emerges. Over several centuries, it's the tale of tribes moving across North India, led by the god of fire, burning forests, looking for new lands. The leaders of these tribes spoke Sanskrit. The Rig Veda shows that they fought battles among themselves, and they called themselves Aryans. The significance of that story only began to be understood in the 18th century, when the British came here to Calcutta. The key figure was a Welsh judge called William Jones, who founded the Asiatic Society. Unlike some of his contemporaries, Jones admired Indian civilization. He persuaded a Brahmin scholar to teach him Sanskrit, and what he found would rewrite the history of the world's languages, including our own. On February the 2nd, 1786, Jones gave a lecture here to the society. Like others before him, he noticed a very close similarity between Sanskrit, Latin, and Greek, and even to English and his native Welsh. Take the word for father, pater in Greek and pater in Latin is pitta in Sanskrit. The word for mother, mater in Latin, mitter in Greek, in Sanskrit is matta. And most amazing, the key word for horse in Sanskrit, asva, is exactly the same thousands of miles away in Lithuania. No philologer could examine all three, said Jones, without believing them to have sprung from some common source. We now know that Jones was right, and though this is now hugely controversial in the subcontinent, most linguists agree the common source lay outside India.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, this is very exciting.
So where had Sanskrit come from? In the Rig Veda lies the key to the next phase of the story.
So, Professor Biswas, this is... I'm looking in the modern catalogue, 6608, and we're looking for bundle 14.
Bundle 14?
Yeah.
This one.
Great. Appearance very old.
Yeah, yeah. And probably this is the earliest manuscript of Padupati.
The earliest manuscript of the Rig Veda.
When this text was written down, it had already been passed down orally for more than 2,500 years.
The first verse of the Rig Veda, Agni Mire Purohitam Yajnasa Devam Rittijam Hotaram Ratnadhatamam.
In the Rig Veda, there are many clues to the origin of the Sanskrit-speaking peoples. First, the Rig Vedic gods are not originally Indian.
The most important god was Indra. Indra was the god of thunder. He was the god of rain.
The god of thunder and the god of rain.
He brought down the water from sky.
He brought down the water from the sky.
From the sky. Yeah.
Then there's the chariots and horses. Horses are not known in the Indus civilization, and yet they're a key part of the society of the Rig Veda.
Chariots were drawn by the horses. They used to ride the horses, and it was very familiar animal to them. And I think that they tamed the horse at a very early period.
And another clue is the evidence of a migration eastwards.
So a movement eastwards can be determined. And some of the rivers are identified with rivers almost towards the Afghan border.
The
Swat, Suvastu, and the Kabul River.
This is the first movement of Aryans.
Is this the name they called themselves? What does it mean?
It actually means the civilized, the sabhya, the socialized, civilized person.
Yes, refined.
Civilized,
yeah.
Refined person.
Yeah.
And so they use the word Arya.
That's what they call themselves.
Yeah.
So this is a key moment in the story. Around 1500 BC, after the death of the Indus cities, Aryan tribes began to enter India with new gods and a new language. The earliest hymns in the Rig Veda mention places in the northwest where the Aryans are first found inside the subcontinent. They settled in the valley of the Indus, the river that gave India its name. They fought battles on the Kabul River, which flows down from Afghanistan. And they herded their cattle on the river Swat, today in Pakistan's northwest frontier. So the northwest frontier and the rivers of the Punjab were the first home of the Aryans inside India. But the Rig Veda suggests they'd come from much further afield, beyond the Khyber Pass, even beyond the mountains of the Hindu Kush. The clues now point us northwards into Central Asia.
The Sanskrit language, symbols like the swastika, religious philosophies like Hinduism and Buddhism, were all introduced into India by waves of tall, blonde, blue-eyed populations of Aryans. I understand this is controversial, but there still exist remnants of an ethnic caste system in India which has left genetic markers which are hard to dispute, as are the descriptions of Aryans such as Buddha himself in Buddhist texts as having blue eyes, which helps to explain why in this Chinese temple in Bangkok, all of their nobility and gods are depicted with blue eyes, as are all depictions of Buddha himself. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an independent anthropologist. I appreciate all of the support. Thank you for sharing, liking, subscribing, and listening with an open mind. Keep rocking.